highlighting nonprofit events and organizations around Southwest Michigan with our Why Country community. Presented by Listing Leaders Michigan, a more comfortable way to buy and sell real estate. Changing real estate forever.
We are so excited because today is the day I've been looking forward to for quite a while, because it's a day that we have the opportunity to do something fun and also support a really, really great cause. And I'm talking about Girls on the Run. And Tess is with us here. And Tess, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, Girls on the Run. And, you know, first of all, how many teams do we have in Girls on the Run? Because this is pretty impressive.
Yeah, so Girls on the Run of Southwest Michigan is Berrien County, Van Buren County, Cass County, and St. Joseph County. Mm-hmm. So spread out over those four counties, we have 48 teams and just a ton of girls that are ready to run this year.
Yeah, I know when I was in Decatur last year for that one, I had the opportunity to be at the start line. And then I also had the opportunity to hand out some medals, which was a blast. I love doing that. But the team spirit before the races even started, I thought was really, really special and really cool for these girls to really get together and encourage each other. And I think that's part of what Girls on the Run really tries to pride themselves in doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our teams have been practicing for 10 weeks leading up to the 5K. Yeah. And so this is really the celebration of how strong they've become. Mm-hmm. And they're going to run a 5K. That's a huge accomplishment.
It really is, and especially for their age range, too, because, you know, at this point, you know, learning the encouragement, the teamwork, empowering each other, and then the exercise of a 5K for this age group is unbelievable. So how old are they?
Yeah, so we have a program for 3rd through 5th graders and 6th through 8th graders. So basically, starting at 8 years old, you can be in Girls on the Run. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, Matt, sometimes our 8-year-olds are the ones with the most energy as well.
Yeah. I see them running in their excitement level and I feel old. I feel so old.
It happens. It absolutely happens. Yeah.
I love this though. And okay, so we've got the event that's happening here tonight. All right. That's going to be at the Berrien County Youth Fairgrounds, right?
Yep.
And then, so can anybody just come out and watch this and support this?
Yeah, we'd love to see the community come out and support this event. So all of our Berrien County teams are racing tonight. Mm-hmm. The pre-race program starts at 6 p.m. The official start line with confetti cannons, of course.
Yeah.
Is it 6:30 p.m.? And this is a really unique 5K route because it kind of wraps all through the youth fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. It goes down to Berrien Springs Middle School. So there's some great opportunities. If you want to come be a spectator, you can kind of zigzag over it and really see the girls running a couple times.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. So you can obviously be there to support by watching, but you can also support by participating as a community runner or a volunteer.
Yeah, so we would love to welcome community runners tonight. So if you're interested in running that 5K alongside our girls, you do not have to be female to run this race. I like to clarify that to people.
Old men on the run.
Not quite as catchy, Matt, but it could happen. It could happen, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm excited because we actually have a couple principals that are going to be running this year.
Really? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So they're going to be running alongside their school teams.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're interested in actually running the 5K, we do offer same-day registration for community runners. So a community runner can be any age. Just make sure that you're there by about 5:30 to sign up.
Okay, there you got to get that done too. Absolutely. I think this is cool. Honestly, just the fact that this is a community event, and you know, obviously we're talking about the empowerment amongst them, the children themselves, but you know, to have that from an adult level, a parental level, to say, all right, hey, you can do this, I think is super important too. But the sponsors and the community that support this as well, another huge push and effort behind Girls on the Run.
Yeah, so Girls on the Run, I think you see us a lot during the 5K, but that's actually, there's a whole program that leads up to it.
Yeah. Kids love it. All the girls that we've talked to love the program itself, and the race is just the cherry on top.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is so much fun. So our teams are led by volunteer coaches. To participate on a Girls on the Run team, the cost is $125. Mm-hmm. About 62% of our girls are actually on a financial scholarship, and we're able to do that, and we're able to meet the needs of our community because we have some really amazing sponsors that help us do that. United Federal Credit Union is our presenting sponsor for the 5K, and they have been just amazing. They've helped me assemble race bags. They've let me hand out T-shirts at their locations. It's been fabulous.
Yeah, they're good people over there. They really are.
Yeah. So a huge thank you to United Federal Credit Union. Of course, you guys here at Midwest Family Broadcasting,
yes!
you guys love this event, and
we do.
Love how much you love this event.
Yeah, and I've done it in, like, we talked about this too, but I've done this in other markets too. Eau Claire, my hometown.
Yeah.
Used to be part of it there because it is so important. It really, really is. So.
Yeah,
We're happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, definitely. So we'd love to have you guys there. Mm-hmm. And we are, of course, a funded partner of the United Way of Southwest Michigan.
Yep, yep.
So whenever you are doing all of those awesome United Way fundraisers, we are one of the charities that benefits from that. And so we really appreciate how much the community jumps behind not only our event, but really all events in the area.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's so many more people to go ahead and thank as well. And, you know, if there's an opportunity for us to see the list of maybe sponsors, maybe get more information about Girls on the Run, maybe what the program does outside of the 5K, where can we go to learn about that information?
Yeah, if you Google Girls on the Run Southwest Michigan, our website is Goat or Swimmy, so go ahead and Google that one. Of course, we're on Facebook and Instagram too with all of those links. Yeah, give us a shout. We love to talk about what we do and how our program develops. And especially, we need a lot of community support for this to happen too. Right. So if it sounds like something that you, your daughter, may be interested in being involved in, I would love to talk more about it.
If you've got a daughter, if you've got a niece that is in the kind of age range here that we were talking about, as young as 8 years old, you said?
Yep, pretty much 8 to 14.
Yeah, this is something that they should be a part of. This is something they should be in. And again, the life lessons that they learn here is amazing. So Tess, you're fantastic. I cannot wait to hang out with you later today as
well.
That
sounds great, Matt.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The Bering County Youth Fairgrounds, and again, Girls on the Run happening tonight, and then we'll have another event that's going to be coming up on May 31st at Decatur High School, and cannot wait for that for the Van Buren cast in St. Joe County. So we look forward to seeing you tonight.
Thanks.
You bet. It's the Matt Malone Morning Show on 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country.